See my voice. Right. After the delay, we're going to speak about Dickens Romans. One of the first things a person, I mean, speaking to a bit of an older Oilem people who are already married, the first thing you do, you do Dickens Romans, the person gets his own house, starts going on Dickens Romans, he starts looking for the Romans. And I don't know how many of you still remember the very first time you go around there. And you feel a bit silly, really, because you know perfectly well you're not going to find anything. I mean, if you did, it would be fascinating to find out what would happen in your house. So we want to discuss Bedikas Chometz. We want to discuss what you're actually supposed to be looking for. And then also, we're going to discuss, maybe it's a Bracha Levatola, maybe you're going around looking for something, and we all know it's not a Bracha Levatola if you don't find anything because you're looking. But if you're not really looking for anything, if you know perfectly well that the chances of finding anything are close to zero, then it should be perhaps the Shana Bracha Levatola. Now, everybody's immediately going to start thinking, oh, the 10 pieces of bread. Some people don't put out the 10 pieces of bread. And it's true that there's a Shatzian, we're going to be bringing it down. Shatzian does mention that perhaps nowadays these 10 pieces of bread do make it into a chiyuv min hadin to go to Bedikas Chometz. But there are other turrets to the question. We're going to do a whistle-stop tour of the various parts of Maseches Pesachim, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rishonim, which are relevant to this discussion. And we're going to summarize exactly what the chiyuv nowadays. They might come up with some surprising conclusions that there is enough kamina in the various turrets. Just to whet the appetite, if you have 10 pieces of bread, and you've already found your 10 pieces of bread, and the whole reason is because of the 10 pieces of bread, can you just give up a middle? I've got my 10 pieces of bread.
Of course, which is very relevant to the 10 pieces of bread. They lately sell a particular chumash set with bread wrapped in polythene, in paper. Yeah. When you burn that, you're not going to have straight for chumash, because you'll make it nifshin echilim with the heat of the fire before you burn it.
Well, we perhaps have some spare time to discuss that, because I've got what to say on the subject. Okay, so let's get going. The first thing is we've got to discuss is what are we looking for, right? You're going around, what exactly are you looking for? Obviously, there's no doubt about it. Everybody knows if you're looking to find the challah, you definitely don't want that. We know that. But the question is, for example, are you looking for a loose pretzel or a loose mandel? How big does it have to be? Is there a size? Is there a minimum size? In order to know that, we have to understand why. Why are we looking for chametz? So the first place to start is Gemara Pesachim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Boydkin, oil abo osa, boydkin esachomets, and Rashi says, Shelo yaver olov, bebal yiroi balimotza. I'm not telling you, I know most people already know a lot of the rate, but it's nice to hear it all put together, and also you'll hear the differences, and this is not enough givens. So, boydkin, Shelo yaver olov, bebal yiroi balimotza, you will know, person has chomets in his rishus, he's over bal yiroi balimotza, his chomets in his rishus, he's over bal yiroi balimotza, and that's why you do because chomets, to make sure you've not got any such chomets in your rishus. Now, if the issa is bal yiroi bal yimotze, normally the shir, the minimum size for which one is oyer and issa, is a kezais. So one would immediately have thought that you don't have to look for anything less than a kezais. However, straight away most people will start to say, b'chatzi shir osa min ha-Torah. We can't, midrabonon, but definitely you can't go around eating less than a kezais on Yom Kippur. B'chatzi shir. I mean, unless you have to, obviously. But you can't, chatzisha, there's no heter to eat less than a shir. So you might think that you should look for even less than a kezais, because I don't want to be over chatzisha or bali roi bali motze. However, sorry? We're going to get there. Like I said, we're putting all things together. So we're talking about bali roi bali motze. So the Prima Godim in his psicha to Hilchas Pesach, he says a very interesting svara, which seems to be more or less Unger Numen the Poskim. Agam is a Chai Odom, might not hold of it, but basically the Prima Godim says the following story. Says, every single time you had Chavod, Chatzi Shir is Osa, that's because if you've eaten half a Kazais, and now you eat another half a Kazais, you've eaten a Kazais. So it's Chazil, it's the roof, you can join it together to make it a one full Kazais. Says the Prima Godim, the issa of bal yiroi bal yimotze, you should not see chometz, and you shouldn't find chometz in your rishus. If you see half a kezais, and then you see half a kezais, how many zaysim have you seen? So you've seen only half a zayis. It's never chozin, it's the roofie. It doesn't matter how many times you've seen it, it doesn't become, now I've seen the whole zayis. So he says there's no such thing There's no such thing as a chatzi shir regarding the issa of bali yiro and bali motze. It would be interesting, according to the Prim Godim, what happens if you saw half a zayis, and then you saw another half a zayis, a different half a zayis. So in total, you've seen a whole zayis. However, since the first half a zayis wasn't chosid in tarufi to itself, to see the second time, it's mistaba, and he doesn't make the difference. It seems that even if it's a different half a zayis, still there's no chatzi shir bali yiro and bali motze. So going with the reason of Bali Roy, Bali Motze, it would seem that there's no problem of less than a Zayis. You do not have to worry about less than a Zayis. However, as we've already had mentioned, Tosfos immediately asks Akasha and says, how can it be that you have to do Bali Roy, Bali Motze, you have to do Bikas Chometz in order not to be Bali Roy, Bali Motze? Moral says in Davov, Haboidek, Tzorich, Shevatl, a person that does the Bikas Chometz has to also do Bittl. People think that the most important bittul, the one is the one we do when we burn it. Actually, that's incorrect. There is no source for that. It's in Rishonim brought down, and it's a good idea to do. It's a very good idea to do. It's very important to do. Not saying you shouldn't do it. But the most important bittul is actually the one we do by night, because that's the one the Gemara says one is mechuyav to do. Haboidik tzorich shevatl is the one b'shas b'dikas chometz. Ad kedei kach, there's a story in Rishonim that even people who are potter from b'dikas chometz should have to do b'dikas chometz in order not to forget the bittul. The Gemara comes up with the svara. The reason we do the bittul then is because it has to be done. Part of the takonas chachamim is that it should be done at a time when people will remember to do it, and therefore it must be done b'shas b'dikas chometz. So, if that is the reason the Gemara haboidik tzorich shevatl, he's got to do bittul, and we know that if you do bittul, you're not over bali yiro bali motze. So, when you get, you have your chometz b'pesach, you don't have to be worried about bali yiro bali motze. You've got a bittul anyway. Therefore, Tosfos says a new svara, a svara of Shemo Yovoi Le'ochle. Now there, it is Chosilitz Terufi. There you've got your standard Chatzi Shir. So if a person has less than a Zayis, you would have to go and look, make sure you don't have it, because it's Chosilitz Terufi. However, there's still a difference. A Zayis, which you've eaten on Pesach Chalila, is a Issa Koris. A Chatzi Shir, even if Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah, but there definitely is no Issacharis. Now, in this, we're not going to go into this, not for now, but there's a whole machlekes in the Rishonim, why Chometz is so serious that Chazal made it Issa B'dikas Chometz, and one of the tzadim is because, one of the point is because it is a Chiyuv Koris. And therefore, it's logical to say that less than the Zayis, which would not have a Chiyuv Koris, perhaps one would not be mechuyav to do b'dikas chometz for, because agam that is an issa v'achilas chometz less than a zayis, but there is no chiyuv koras on that, and perhaps they wouldn't require you to do a b'dikas chometz for that, even though there is an issa shemuyav al ochli. Furthermore, the gedorim would be different. If the reason why I'm doing b'dikas chometz is because of shemuyav al ochli, then it would have to be lechayra in a place where there is such a risk that there is shemuyav al ochli. So, for example, the Mekoyer for Tosfos, and Rashi has to agree also there is a Shema Yom HaLochle, because it's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says if you have a loaf of bread in the top beams of the house, kick up a Shmei Koyra, then you have to do B'dikas Chometz. The Halacha is you have to do B'dikas Chometz. The Gemara actually clears a Shaila, do you have to? But the Halacha is you have to do B'dikas Chometz. Why? Because perhaps it might fall down on Pesach, and you'll come to eat it. Where it is now, there is not a problem. Especially done bitl, you'll have no problem, we weren't worried about it, but it might fall down. As opposed to a loaf of bread at the bottom of a pit, which you do not have to go, again the Gemara clears the shaila, but halach, you do not have to go and do b'dikas chometz there, because there's no chashash that it'll float out of the pit. Gravity is one directional, it only goes down. So the loaf of bread might come down from the beam, it will not float up. Therefore there's no chashash of yom al-ochli. So we see clearly that there is an element, a component in B'dikas Chometz, which is Shema Yom HaLochle, and Rashi has to agree to that. The interesting thing is that that halach in Shulchan Aruch, Kikah B'Shmei Koira, starts off with a kezayis. Kezayis lechem B'Shmei Koira. It's talking about kezayis, dafka kezayis. So it would seem that that chiyuv, that chazal and mechayvim, Shema Yom HaLochle, is only when there is a kezayis. But it's not mochach. It's not mochach. So we have here two reasons why a person does b'dikas chometz.
If you come up to another, you're allowed to possess Chaylim, and that's Korais. But because you're going to load with Yilim in there.
You're Hampton right. It's not really appropriate for here because it's too complicated. But there's three different reasons. One that the extra one was Chaylim is that people are careful from Chaylim all year round. Whereas chomers, you eat all year round. So you've got, it's not just one reason by itself. The question is whether chomers is in addition a necessary condition in order to be with Chayav Yodika or not. Tosfos doesn't actually mention it, but other Rishonim do. We find in Shulchan Aruch three times where the Shi'a is mentioned. The Shi'a is mentioned how much you need to have in order to be with chomers. And the first one, v'noyagim, this is the Ramah, v'noyagim lahamiach petisei chometz. It doesn't say 10. It says petisei chometz. V'mokoyim sheyimtzeim haboidek, in a place where the boidek will find them. Kedei shelo yehi brichosai levatom. That is the lashon of the Ramah. And the noyagim kelim here say, make sure it's less than the kazayis. Why do you want to make sure it's less than the kazayas? Because if you don't find them, you won't have a problem of Valiroa, and you won't have to do the biggest chomets again. So it would seem that if you've got less than the kazayas chomets, you don't have to worry about doing the biggest chomets. But the converse is also true. The whole point of putting these pieces of bread here is in order to ask you, so if I've got less than the kazayas chometz here, I don't have to worry about less than the kazayas chometz here, what's the point of putting these 10 pieces of bread here? So it's some, the achareinim bring down that together they should be 10, together, but then you better find at least one. You should have less than the kazayas chometz, and it's also very complicated. You want to buy a pre-packed set that somebody's measuring already, otherwise you start measuring. Ideally, just find 10 pieces of bread. But lemaisa, the poskim say, another eight of the poskim say, also it should be chometz noikshom. Chomets Noksha is only a lav, it's not also a chiyuv koras.
Who says you have to find them? You don't have to find them, you have to look.
I've just told you a remote. We can't go into everything.
Find the remote.
Sorry?
What's the remote?
It's a machleik, because those are Avi Tucker Avi for that very reason. But it might come up further away, we can discuss about it. I don't want to go off that point because then we won't finish more.
Alright.
Okay. Another halacha, where Kazayis is mentioned, and the truth is, there's nothing mentioned where you would have thought it mentioned. You would have thought it would say a person will to build his chometz and look for, and it doesn't say, which is quite interesting. The shears are mentioned. That's one place where it's mentioned. The next place it's mentioned is kikah b'shmei kera, which I've just told you before about tof lamed ches. The base. I'll read you other loshen. Leman hashlemus. Kazayis chometz lemala ala koira mechayvin oisel hovisul. We have to bring a ladder. That kazayis chometz. And the third place is in Tof Mebe Zayim, which is discussing betzek shebesdiki arevo. The olden days we didn't have plastic and metal like we have, and therefore their bowls were made of wood, and it was very common to have cracks in the wood, especially something which was a bit older, would expand and it would shrink with the temperature, and therefore there would be cracks in the bowl. And if you'd use it for kneading dough, you wouldn't be every single time scraping out the cracks all the dough, and the dough would collect. And therefore you'd have a problem for Pesach. Would you be allowed to use that bowl for Pesach? Now even if you'd sand it down, it would seem there was depth to these cracks, and it would collect these pieces of dough. And therefore, they discuss whether you can use it. So betzek shebesdike areh, which is in the cracks of the bowl, im yesh kezayis b'mokim echot chayiv levayir. If you have one kezayis in one place, chayiv levayir. Seems that if there's not a kezayis b'mokim echot, you're not mechayiv levayir. Again, it's not conclusive, because we have an extra issue there, and that is the fact that a person is mevatel old pieces of dough, and he's not machshev it, he doesn't want it, similar to the biddle that we do. So perhaps it's not of any value, any importance anyway, it's automatically been made a bottle, and we only worry about it once it reaches the share of a kazayis, and that's where it's a kazayis. That in your house you'd have to search for the kazayis. It's important to finish off on this little nekuda, is that the Mishnah Berurah writes, from the previous poskim obviously, that once something is matun of ketzas, it's a bit spoiled that you wouldn't want to eat it anymore, there already is no problem of bdikas chometz. And the reason is very logical, because as we've explained, there are two reasons why you do bdikas chometz. Shema yovel ochloi and bali roi bali motze. Bali roi bali motze, there isn't any less than the kazais, there's no bali roi bali motze. We've already explained the prima godim that it's not mitzvah. And even though there is shema yovel ochloi, but since it's mitzvah of kazais, you'd never eat it, there's nothing to worry about. So that's why mitzvah of kazais is okay. So going back to our question as you're going around the house, we can't say categorically that you only have to look for kazais. But we can say that as you're going around the house looking, if you're looking for any crumbs which you wouldn't dream of putting in your mouth, because it's matunah ktsas, even if it's at the bottom of the drawer, bottom of the pocket, but you wouldn't put it in your mouth, then that is already matunah ktsas, you don't have to worry about it. We're not talking about on the Shabbos table, and you're just licking at the crumbs of the challah, although that's a different story, that you would put in your mouth. But crumbs that size which you wouldn't put in your mouth, however, if you've got a pretzel or something, and if it's a bit of a fresh one, and maybe you might unthinkingly put it in your mouth, then that's something different. Especially with some of these little sweets that come all wrapped up in a plastic, an individual sweet, and that can be kept fresh for some time. It might be less than the kazayis, but that is something for which there is a problem of bigas chometz. You have to do bigas chometz and be varied. So going back to the point, as you're going around the house and you're looking for these pieces, it would seem we've come to the point that we can say that it is necessary to look for things less than a kazayis chometz. Here it's important, when I read this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I was absolutely gobsmacked. I dreamed that such a halacha was in Shulchan Aruch. Nohagu legarer haksolim v'hakisois. The minig is to scrape the walls and the chairs, shenoga bohen chometz, that any chometz might have touched. Right? So that is the custom. Right? Well, it's not something I saw at home. And furthermore, life would be very difficult if we did it. And I have to admit that I've heard of some gedolim going around looking for the in between the balatot, in between the tiles on the ground, the crevices, looking for everything. But as you just seen in halacha, there's no basis for in halacha. And I thought I couldn't understand it. I had not heard it from people gedolim. I would have thought it was a joke. Until I came to this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the minig was to do that. V'yesh lohem al ma'a shi'is mo'ichu. There is a makor for such a thing. No. It's, 100%. It's not a chiyuv, it's a minig. It's a minig, and it can't. V'yesh lohem al ma'a shi'is mo'ichu means you cannot say this person is over from, and he's a mishtos, and they don't know what they're talking about, and I'm a ratzim, you can't say it. However, obviously nothing is that simple. However, this comes from a Yerushalmi. And it comes from Yerushalmi. And the minig was, the custom was in those days, they used flour and water paste on the walls. That's how they did it. That is why the minig was to scrape it off. Perhaps some of it was still edible. And even though you were mevatlik by sticking it onto the walls, so we can't say, similar to the Gemara used to make chairs. They used to make chairs out of a flour and water mixture. And they used to leave it to harden and they used to sit on it. So it's not a problem having al Pesach. But you can't eat it, obviously, because you're mashed again. So here, al tzachashash, that you might come and take some off the walls and perhaps some of it would end up in your food. It would scrape and screen the walls. So nowadays, in our walls, perhaps one can say that it is a minig shtus to go and do it. Such thing doesn't exist as far as I know nowadays. I mean, even the glue, I think it's not. It's wallpaper paste. I don't know. It used to be, but I don't know if it is anymore. Anyway, I'm called
on. After pudding.
Sorry?
Never used to have wallpaper put on after pudding. So it should be, make sure it's more than 30 right. Not
is that, is that, is that? Yeah. I haven't seen that in science. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to do some of it. Okay. I think nowadays you use modern adhesives. They don't need to use this. Okay, so there is some shemitic, and nevertheless, the Shatzin writes. I want to show you the Shatzin. The Shatzin writes on this halacha, because it's kedai to know for other minhagim and other things that we find strange. We should still remember this Shatzin. Umikol mokoyim raya gemur lekav. There's no, it's not a clear raya. To hosom keshetoch al hakoisel. They used to smear it on the walls like they do with cement. Could be they had so much was on the walls you could have a kazayis b'mokem echad. Not with a little bit of touching, and that's from a bach. The Yisrael kedoshim hay. Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, V'Noagu Lahachmi Afilu B'Mashu. When we find such minhogim, where Klal Yisrael have gone, and that's some very far-fetched ideas, at the end of the day, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, and one shouldn't just throw out the baby with the bathwater. Something, it's got a kedusha which one has to treat with respect. That's such a meaning. But I'll call upon him at the end of the day, as you're going around, you walk around the house, we've already said one thing you should be looking for is you should be looking for that odd pretzel and that odd sweet wrapper, whichever it is. But the chances of you finding even that are still minimal. So, how much validity does it have that which your wife goes around and cleans the whole house of Pesach? Because in theory, one can understand that if we say that her bdikas chometz is worthless, what she has done is not worth anything, you have not fulfilled the chiyuv Chazal puts on you of doing bdikas chometz, then you still got your mekayim bdikas chometz as Chazal or mesachem, and even though you personally have no a suspicion that there's already chometz here, you would have to go through the motions of going through the house and making sure that you check everywhere. Obviously, it would be very difficult because you would, in your heart, you'd be just pretending. So it's a difficult thing to do. And the nusach of that shanti which you quoted is that in order to make sure that you do a proper search, because it's hard to search when you know you're not going to find anything, one should put out 10 pieces of bread in order that you should do a proper search. But that's because we recognize the fact that human beings are human. If they're not actually looking for something, it's very difficult to go through the motions and pretend that you're doing so. So let's discuss how valid is it. Sorry.
The mitzvah is to search, not necessarily to find.
Are you searching or are you just going through or are you just pretending? I mean, you can only search if you're actually looking for something. So the first thing we should discuss is when a person does the bdikas chometz before Leil Yud Dalet, is that worth anything or not? Because since it's before the time that Chazal appointed, and in order for us to understand that, we need to know why did Chazal make the time Leil Yud Dalet. And in this we have Machlek Zafur Shittas, actually. I'm going to read you, as a Hagdoma, I'm going to read to you the Halacha, which is brought at the end in Tov Lamed Gimel, I think. Shittas HaRav Yom. HaMechabed Chadoroi. And by the way, the Poskim say that's the correct thing to do. It's incorrect to come into Pesach and have the place not cleaned. You'll say, I'm going to clean it all now. That is not the correct way to do things. The correct way to do things is to clean the house prior to Bedikas Chometz. Nevertheless, HaMechabed Chadoroi Beyud Gimel Ben Nissen U'Mechaben Livdek HaChometz. So he did it in the Shem Shemayim, and he's Mechaben Livdek HaChometz, because that's also a truism which goes throughout the whole of Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Evrezi Yodea, I mean, even Chastom of Tahara. If a person is not intending to do something, he doesn't do as good a job as the person who does intend to do it. So for example, a person who falls into a mikveh and becomes toher, he will only become toher for chulin. He doesn't become toher for truma. What's the difference? You've been in a mikveh. No, a person who goes with the intention of toher for truma, toivels better. He's more careful about chatzitzes. He's more careful that water covers him. He does a better job. And even somebody who intended to toivel for truma would not be allowed, that tefillah would not help for kachim. Because when you do, and this is also your side, the intention that you have to do something affects the koivet roish, the respect you give to it, and therefore you'll do it in a different manner. So the hamachavet chador b'yud gimel benisn u'mechavet nivdek kachometz u'levaroi to destroy it v'nis, and he's careful sheloy lahachnis shom oid chometz. So he knows for a fact that no chometz has been in this room. He's got a dalat clear b'yudikas chometz. He knows nothing has gone into lock and key. Afal pikein tzorich livdek b'leil yudalat. He still has to go back and do b'yudikas chometz on leil yudalat. So you see, absolutely crystal clear that you cannot, it does not obviate the need for bdikas chometz, the fact that you know there's no chometz here. It doesn't help you. You still got to go. And therefore, we can categorically state that there's at least one shit in the Rishonim who holds that it is correct to go around and perform a spiel. You know there's no chometz here. You know there's no chometz here. But you're still going to go look. What are you looking for? You know there's nothing here. Nevertheless, that is the takonos chacham. So what is it that you're doing? You are performing the mitzvah, takonos chachomim, of going round and doing a bedikas chometz as if there would be chometzia. And if you don't take it seriously, if you think that I'm going to treat it as if there's no chometzia, you're not doing a takanas chachomim as it should have been done, because that's what Chazal required you to do. Why did they want you to go and do that?
No, not this possibility.
Even if it's on a lock and key, absolutely, you know for a fact there's nothing here, you still have to go around. And the reason is because they want that everybody should be doing Bedikas Chometz at the same time, on the same night of the year, everybody's going around. Obviously, we're not talking about Yetzir B'Shiora, somebody's going off on holiday and he leaves his place behind. He can't, and the Chazal gave a special department for him. But everybody else who is available, they're in the place where they need Bedikas Chometz, they must. Everybody, every Jew, the whole world, at the same time, go and do Bdikas Chometz. And we'll discuss about what's special about this time, this night. But that is what Chazal insisted on. Now there's four ways, I'm running out of time, just realized. So we have four different opinions on how to understand this Rav Yom. The Balamoir, the Magid Mishnah, straightforward argument is Rav Yom. They do not paskin like this. We've just read the Mechamah because the Bishyasa does agree. But there's a Mechleik, we're showing him about this, the Kuda, and the Rav Yoh holds there's nothing special about Leil Yotalet. Any time when a person does a B'dikas Chometz and he knows that it's clean, it is clean. The Ran, the Rosh, and this Rav Yoh, that's the
Shiva. 30 days?
Sorry?
Even before 30 days.
Before 30 days is even better. Because we always need to discuss, we all know, that you only need to do a B'dikas Chometz in a Mokhen Shemach Nisim by Chometz. So how... What does that mean? Does that mean a place that no chometz has ever been brought into that place? Obviously not. If you have a place which last year chometz came in, but this year no chometz has come in, I have to now go and do B'dikas chometz? So obviously it is that you know that I have to check this place out and there's no chometz in it now. So when does that start? When does it start? It must be. Before 30 days, I can change a room into a mokum she'ei machnis in my chometz by knowing there's no chometz here. I check it out, clean it out, anytime, anyhow. Now it's a mokum she'ei machnis in my chometz. Once 30 days is here, Chazal amachayv, you do biggest chometz, you cannot get rid of Chazal's takono on this room, which requires biggest chometz, by doing your own bedik and doing your own thing. Now it's too late. So before Purim is like this. Before Purim, you can change your room to B'dikas Chometz. Now, some people, I mean, we're going to discuss why. Because they have the meaning of doing B'dikas Chometz one of the nights. That's the third shit that we're going to do over here. You can do B'dikas Chometz by day, you can't do it. But if you do B'dikas Chometz with a candle, any night is okay. Leil Yud Gimel, Leil Yud Beis, Leil Yud Aleph, any time. So it's very practical. You've got a whole house to do, or especially if you've got Pesach goods that you want to put in a cupboard which used to have chometz stuff. You'd go in there, you'd do your B'dikas Chometz the night before, and that's halacha lemaisa is okay to do a B'dikas Chometz in that cupboard, in that area, in that room the night before, and it's perfectly okay. And many people have the minig that they would go or do so.
With a brocha.
No, never with a brocha. We're going to come to that. However, there's no point in doing that before Purim. Before Purim, it's a mokem she'ei machnisim by chometz, and it's not the chiyuv b'dikas chometz. Chazal didn't make that chiyuv b'dikas chometz. It's only after Purim, till Pesach, you've got that 30 days koidem achag. Now there's a chiyuv b'dikas chometz. On those places, the night before, when you want to use it, or you want to lock it up, you can do b'dikas chometz. However, what do they do with this Rav Yoh that I just mentioned? You've got to be his comments. They explain the Rav Yoh means you, the person, has a chiv to do B'dikas Chometz. Chazal wanted that every Yid should do B'dikas Chometz. Therefore, they said, you or everybody must do Leil Yud Daled B'dikas Chometz, but not on which room, or which house, or any specific place. So if you go and you do B'dikas Chometz in your entire house, and you leave over one room, the hallway, for Leil Yud Daled, absolutely perfectly okay, kosher b'yosha l'chatchila, because the chiv is on you. You still got somewhere to do B'dikas Chometz. And we pass on like this halacha, that's why many people at some time will have sold their properties, or going somewhere else, and they sold the house before Pesach, and they'll have what's called a mechiras yod gimel to yotzel choladeis, or a mechiras yod dalet, and they will not be mechuy B'dikas Chometz. You're going on a cruise 2 weeks before Pesach, you're going to be away till after Pesach, you do not have to go and do a B'dikas Chometz on your whole house, instead you could go do a Mechiras Chometz. However, the Rav will always tell you, make sure that either you leave a room in the house where before you leave a B'dikas Chometz without a bracha, or in my example I just gave on the cruise, make sure you do B'dikas Chometz in your room there, in your berth, on the boat, because You can't get rid of your personal chiyuv bigas chometz. You have a chiyuv. Chazal said you must achoyv as gavro to go and do bigas chometz. But there is another shitta, the big deyesha, which we don't pass, the night who holds, and this raviol means that you have a chiyuv on your entire house. You cannot get rid of the chiyuv bigas chometz at all. You have a chiyuv on the entire house. And that means that leil yudalit, you must go around and do bigas chometz and everything. No, he doesn't allow it. He wouldn't allow it. But we don't pass like him. It's a shit. We don't pass like that. That's not the posh pshat. So having said that, lechayre, it's clear that at the very least you cannot make a bracha once your wife has cleaned the whole house. At the very least you cannot make a bracha because chometz, because I've told you that me'ikah adin, the akamba v'kamba shit to the rishonim will hold that even if she did it by day and she never did anything by night and you've never seen it by night at all. But you cannot make a brocha now in this house because her bdika, her cleaning, has made it to mokim she'ei machdisim b'chometz, and it is effective as a bdika, at the very least, that you can't make a brocha leil yudalet. But the question is, what value does a woman bdikas chometz have? And the reason why, I'm not being misogynistic, I'm just not attacking the women, but Yerushalmi says, they are, but Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi said, no, not that kind of. The Yerushalmi says, I'm embarrassed to say, because I hope my wife's not listening, Noshim Atzlon, you're saying, they're lazy. Right? Now that's the Yerushalmi. I have to point out, what I do, in putting this into a historical context, they didn't have all our labor-saving devices, and they were working for Pesach from... And they couldn't start preparing from days before, and they had to clean the whole house in, and they would be going down on their hands and knees. It's no hoovers, right? Probably not many cleaners either. So I'm not going to say that it's comparable to nowadays. I will add, the Orach HaShulchan says, Nosh Midon, for that brought especially because I wanted to correct, well, not correct, to say the Nosh. The Orach HaShulchan says, for Ho'idna, Noshon Didon, Boyd Kois Yoisevatoiv, Umachatin Achamashu Chomets, Veroichtin, Umanakin Kol Hamatoiv Koimis, Umatakois Yoiseme Anoshim. Right? So that's rectified the balance. However, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, and the Poskim bring it to the various places whether one can rely on women or not. The Poskim did bring it, and the Orach HaShulchan is the only one, more or less, who says that and relies on that, because all the other Poskim say that it's bedieved to rely on a woman's bdika.
She didn't have some sefer, the Anushim Tzipunius, that you can't get to a swurim for answer a shala, because the Anushim Pesach.
So I'll call upon him. I was going to read the Tosef, but we're running out of time. So I'll call upon him that, but everybody agrees, Himnu Rabbonon b'drabbonon, by Bdikas Chometz b'drabbonon, that we can rely on the women for a mitzvah b'drabbonon. However, the poskim say, what happens if your Bdikas Chometz is not b'drabbonon? What happens if you find you acquire Chometz on Pesach? A goy comes into your house, and he's brought his sandwich, and he leaves it behind. Right? If your bittul works on all your chometz, whether you found or you not found it, but what happens in chometz which you acquired on Pesach, that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Now, your wife says, I got rid of it, I burnt it. You can't rely on her, because it's d'oraisa. By chiyuv d'oraisa, the Yerushalmi says, Noshim Atzlonis, you can't rely on her. Only by him, nu rabbonon, b'drabbonon. But on a chiyuv d'oraisa, you can't. There's a Gaon. The Gaon also would run up to the Gaon. Also says, seems to argue, we just don't pass that Yerushalmi. We don't hold that women are atzlonim and say bichlal. And he brings a raya from the Bavli. Bottom line is that again, but the ever you can zicher rely on your wives b'dikas chometz. Lechatchila could be even, and therefore the question comes back again: when you're going around the house, how can you make a bracha b'dikas chometz? What are you looking for? Lechol apochus, but the ever you know that there's no chometz, so you're not searching for anything. You know it's all clean. That's true, but you don't make the bracha by itself only. You don't make the bracha. You have to be able to bdikas chometz. If you have a loaf of bread, you've got no house. Yeah, you cannot go and make the bracha bdikas chometz. Not when you burn it, and you've got nothing to look for. You do not make the bracha.
It's true. The bracha is only dira.
Avada, she's mechuyev because she is mechuyev. But you trusting her—that's a different story. There are four answers. One of them I've already told you, the Rav Yoh, that at the end of the day, you have to go through the motions, because Chazal will mechayev everybody in order that all Yidden all around the world should do B'dikas Chametz at the same time. The second one we've also mentioned, the 10 pieces of bread, the Sha'ar Tzion. I'll read you that one as well. ובפסחי תשובה היבי בשם עמק הלוכה, דקהיון שהמינג לחבד ולנקויס הבייס מכל חשש חומץ. קוידם ליל יודלת, יש למינג זה, the meaning of 10 pieces of bread, יסויד מדינה. Yeah, יסויד מדינה to 10 pieces of bread. However, there are two other tirutzim, which are very, very important. There's another terence of the Orech HaShulchan. The Orech HaShulchan explains that when a person starts that Dikas Chometz from Leil Yudalet, it's a continuous process the whole time, continually cleaning it. And that's how we do it. Your wife might start in one room, then do another room, do this cupboard there, then this cupboard there, come back again, and that. All, each person's got their own system, their own way of doing it. But it's a continuous process of cleaning. The culmination of that process is you going around with your candle, looking at Rav Liga's comments. Since it's a continuation of that process, you're entitled to make a bracha, as in any other mitzvah which takes time, such as lulav, such as tefillin, that if a person did not make the bracha when he first put on the lulav, or he did not make the bracha when he started putting on the tefillin, he can still make the bracha as long as the mitzvah is still continuing. So until while he's still doing the straps, he can still make the bracha. If he's still got to do the nanuim, he can still make the bracha, because the mitzvah hasn't finished yet. So the husband is just continuing the mitzvah which his wife has done and started prior to that time. So therefore he can still make the bracha. And what is he doing as he's looking around? He is continuing the job of making sure something's clean. And your wife does exactly the same. She cleans it, then she cleans it again, then she cleans it again, even though she knows that, and again, because you want things to be really clean, you go over it more than once. Any job that's important, you check it over more than once. The last terence is perhaps the most important, and that is a Heitiger, not a Heitiger, but just recently, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman explained that as you're doing B'dikas Chometz, you're checking to make sure that every single place has been checked. And every single time that I've heard of Chometz being found on Pesach, it's always been in a place where you thought it was checked, and it was meant to have been checked, and somebody should have checked it, but it wasn't. Every single time. And that's what Shlomo Zalman says, that when a person goes around with B'dikas Chometz, the main thing you're looking for is to make sure that your wife has already cleaned this place and done this place. But it makes a massive nafka min al halacha. So for example, you've taken out a drawer and there's all nicely stacked the socks, right? In a place where you might think there's kids who could have reached the socks, for example, and there might be chometz in there. And you see it's all been nice and needs to be arranged. You don't actually need to go burrowing around and looking for the chometz. You know your wife's been there, you can see straight away. So every single time, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, all you need to do is to go in, see that everything's been ordered, your wife must have been here, sorted, you can carry on. And if you've already got your 10 pieces of bread, and you've already looked around and seen everything, then you wouldn't have to really carry on doing these comments. Now, we've already mentioned the Rav Yoh. If you're the Rav Yoh, you have to go through the full motions, as if nothing's been done. So it's not going to be entirely perfectly okay. However, this is the big advantage. When there's a pressure, when there's a reason why a person has to be makel, then you can do a valid B'dikas Chometz with a valid bracha and without being fulfilling the Rav Yoh. Because the Rav Yoh is a chumra, as we've already said, all the poskim, they don't paskim like the Rav Yoh, but it can we hold that a B'dikon Leil Yud Gimel is okay. So let's say, for example, somebody's traveling Leil Yud Dalet, and he needs to do B'dikas Chometz for whatever reason. He doesn't have to do the Rav Yoh, he can do Leil Yud Gimel. He can do Leil Yud Beis, do whatever he needs to do. He can leave himself a space, and then all he has to do is make sure that it's being checked, it's being cleaned, and he's been mekayem B'dikas Chometz lechatchila. Shkoyach.